Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
With the cold came some snow, too, and that means a celebration, well, for the young at heart, the young among us on Long Island.
A lot of laughter and smiles as kids of all ages are enjoying this snow day sledding. Three-year-old Aria could not hold back her excitement.
It's the bestest day ever.
Why is this the bestest day ever?
Because we get to have so much fun.
What have you been doing this whole time?
Sledding.
So how fast do you go down that hill?
So fast.
9-year-old Ethan is loving having the day off from school. How fast are you going down that hill?
I don't know, maybe around like 15 miles per hour.
Wow, that's pretty cool, right? So how much do you love the snow and having the day off from school to play in the snow?
A lot.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Syosset, Long Island.
To the relief of millions of its users, TikTok returned over the weekend. Small business content creators especially happy.
Just switching over to Instagram isn't as easy as it sounds. Cynthia Okimoto runs a pet psychic business.
I get 95% of my clients from TikTok.
And says asking people to switch to Insta is akin to switching from an iPhone to an Android. Here's how she prepared for the potential TikTok ban.
I posted a couple things on notes, and I think I did a story, and I said, hey, you know, like, let's continue to connect on Instagram.
And she'll continue to build up that profile with identical branding. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
State Senator Monica Martinez says there needs to be a plan to keep people and pets together during an emergency. We're hearing about that today on Long Island.
State Senator Monica Martinez says no one should ever have to be separated from their pets during an emergency.
Someone is willing to sacrifice their own life because they can't take their animal with them. We have to find ways to find places for them to go.
Her bill would require a plan from all counties in New York State to have a list where people can go with their families and their pets and stay together in a shelter during any emergency.
Red Cross is one example of not-for-profits that can encourage households to establish plans for evacuations. It's really important not just to have evacuation plans at home, but have evacuation plans at large.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The Reverend Al Sharpton is calling on all Americans to boycott companies eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Sharpton spoke at a ceremony at Metropolitan AME Church honoring Martin Luther King Jr. That's the same church where Frederick Douglass' funeral was held. Sharpton says that he also plans to support support companies that are doubling down on DEI, including Costco. President Trump has said he intends to end DEI practices in the federal government through an executive order. There will be more cops riding the subways, and that begins today on a promise from the governor. All of this announced last week.
100 cops will be riding the trains tonight as the NYPD phases in Governor Kathy Hochul's enhanced plan for subway safety. The personnel will be phased in. The NYPD says the full complement, about 300 additional officers, are expected to be on board by the end of the month. Cops will patrol in pairs from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., but it's not clear what lines they'll be boarding and how they'll navigate the entire system. Sources say training is involved. Officers must learn how to communicate with train crews, how to respond to emergencies in trains or on platforms, and no MTA rules. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And the city's sanitation department is considering a plan to send up drones to make sure we're all following the rules, the trash laws. The drones would focus on issues that include illegal dumping and setting out trash earlier than pickup times allow. The drones would also come in handy on snow days to help determine where to deploy the plows. The NYPD is already using drones to monitor protests and help apprehend suspects. Mayor Adams was supposed to attend a couple of celebrations for Martin Luther King Jr. Day here in the city, but he canceled those appearances so he could attend the inauguration. Governor Hochul among the leaders who did show up at one event at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
There was singing, dancing, and speeches. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams' remarks were as much a tribute to Dr. King as they were a rebuke of the mayor's choice to go to Washington.
That's not for New York. That's to...
You said it's politics.
Choosing to skip the inauguration, Democratic Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez compared it to 4 years ago.
We are witnessing the peaceful transition of power in our nation and for the will to witness. And that is what it's all about.
Both women urged the crowd not to give up Dr. King's fight for equality and social justice. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.